I thank you, beloved Lord, for bringing me into this family that is your heart manifesting as so many. May the time that is shared this morning truly be your presence. May you perform the task that has been appointed. And may our hearts be enlivened with your presence alone. We come to thee, O Lord, in silent prayer. I feel pushed to tears out of such humble gratitude for the privilege of being awakened in this lifetime, the grace. At our center in Martinez, California, the theme over the opening into this beautiful garden and orchard, it says, "Arise, awake. Freedom is at hand." It comes from Vivekananda. It comes from beloved Satya Sai Baba. And it is for me to be able to be called by him into a weekend with the theme of my life. This power of music, the presence of God manifesting as heartfelt love through this avenue of sound and rhythm, has healed my life. And that is not an exaggeration. So I want to share the journey that I have found myself on in this lifetime and how the visible expression of God coming into my awareness through the one we call Satya Sai Baba is the miracle of this lifetime for myself. There's not one doubt that this holy presence, Sai Baba, is that holy presence that I've been seeking this whole lifetime, and how it has appeared and then ultimately appeared in this form. So Paul did a glorious job for me this morning of reminding or just feeding my own awareness to this wonder, this reality that sound is God expressing. As many of you may be aware of, just the simple om, and how that sound, God manifesting thousands and thousands of years ago into the hearts of sages. And that everything about life is about sound, if you haven't noticed. But we're here to this weekend to arise and awaken even that much more. Baba says, expansion is my life. And when we come to life with the earnest goal of awakening and experiencing the I am that I am, the soham, the reality of being, then we will have fulfilled his will as us. So I would like to come forth this morning and have put the next slide up there, living faith. I'm going to open us up with song, but I want, while we're singing this morning, just somehow take this word trust into your heart while we're singing. When I was shown the theme for the weekend, and listening, 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 what I was told was that bring the stories and bring the journey, and the foundation of the journey being that of trust. And I have so much to share with you about how the beloved Lord has clearly shown this one that the foundation of his life begins in trusting, placing our faith in, opening up on our heart and mind to that which is not reasonable to our thinking, but which is truly received by the heart. So just, if you will, just take in these beautiful quotes. This comes from the Christian Bible and has been a big part of my life for a long time. So I come to share this with you as we sing together a song acknowledging his presence silently. We come to thee, O Lord, in silent prayer. Our hearts to thee, our hearts to thee are open now. Amen. 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 Now sing with me. We come to thee, O Lord, in silent prayer. Our hearts to thee, our hearts to thee are open now. Amen. 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 Now we're going to do a call and response. Om Namah Shivaya. 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 Shivaya Namah, Shivaya Namah Om. Shivaya Namah, Shivaya Namah.
Hare Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Hare Om Shivaya. Hare Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Hare Om Namah Shivaya. Shambho Shankara Namah Shivaya. Girija Shankara Namah Shivaya. Hare Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Hare Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Hare Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Arunachala Shiva 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 Namah Shivaya. Hare Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Hare Om Namah Shivaya. Hare Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Hare Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Hare Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya.
You too must pass your days in song. Let your life be devotional singing. Believe that God is everywhere at all times and derive strength, comfort, and joy singing the glory of God in your heart, in His presence. Let melody and harmony surge up from your hearts, and let all delight in the love that you express through that song. Let the different faiths exist. Let them flourish. let the glory of God be sung in all the languages, in a variety of tunes that should be ideal. Respect the differences between the faiths and recognize them as valid as far as they do not extinguish the flame of unity. Satya Sai Baba. We have a web page for our center, and we have a link for the power of music. That's what is the first thing when you turn onto that link, is you will see that quotation from Satya Sai Baba. Sing when joy fills thy mind. Sing when sadness crowds your heart. Sing when thy life stream runs its fullest. Sing that song which will never change with time or tide of life. Light and shadow, joy and pain, fame, infamy, loss and gain, these are all set hours for our life's eternal song. Oh my, the power of music. All cultures, all races, all religions, and every level and state and stage of consciousness, there is song going on. Some songs are very tamasic or rajasic. As we unfold and expand in awareness, our life song begins to go higher, and we begin to manifest more fully the harmony of this indweller that is singing and touching us every moment. But do we have the ears to hear and the eyes to see? This weekend, the title is so auspicious for me, because this has been a major avenue in my own journey in this lifetime for the healing of my mind and my body and my life. This weekend, I will share some of the story around all of that. When I was very young, I was blessed to have a father that was quite an intelligent man. He was a renowned attorney on the East Coast, but his big love was music. And he would sit down at the piano, and no matter what song it was, he was one of those very blessed individuals that would immediately start playing in the most amazing ways. Nothing was beyond him. And when he would go to these big events where attorneys or groups or whatever, the orchestras would always invite Walter up to the bandstand and have the piano player move aside, and he'd sit down. And so I was, in this lifetime, came in a way that this music was going to be introduced or reintroduced in such a way that it was going to be a guiding light for my evolution, for the growth of becoming aware of the I Am. One of the things that I love about Sai Baba is, you know, there's so many things, but is this constant declaring the reality of being. When he calls and welcomes us in his discourses and embodiments of love, just to meditate on that one little welcome statement. For me, it sends me so deep. And so in my embracing, which I have been doing for many years through study and prayer and meditation and service, but this mind needs a lot of soul food, needs a lot of practice. And that's what this wonderful weekend is about, is we're practicing the presence through the expression of music, through the music in our heart. I have so many little music things in my office at home. You're not going to probably be able to see this in very far back. But here's Charlie Brown. And I can't remember this other little guy. I don't know if he's the guy that the little flies fly around a lot, or Linus. Maybe it's Linus. But it's this simple little thing. Charlie Brown is going, happiness is singing in the choir. Oh my goodness. Whenever we open our hearts in song, whether we're sorrowful, whether we're happy, what happens to our state of consciousness? And that's one of the things that I want to bring to the forefront this weekend, is the power of the music. This song that is awaiting our welcome invitation through calling to it, through coming together with others. When two or more, this is in the Christian Bible, so many principles that Baba states all the time, but in my own spiritual journey, it's been through the mystical approach to life, which is declaring the Atma as the only existence. We don't use the word in the Christian Bible, Atma. We use the word God, or we use the word love. When my husband died suddenly in 1984, 1981, we began to step out and do music. I had had music in me growing up. I had been on the stage many, many times. But as I was becoming a later teenager, going into college, I had been raised in a very Catholic upbringing, and I was very dedicated. I didn't understand a lot. I didn't experience the presence of God often as love. I experienced it in a lot of fear and a lot of judgment, and which many Christian avenues, we have this similar experience. We talk about this. We didn't understand, and what we received may not have been totally in alignment with this God is love. And so I started drifting away from my heart, is the best way to say it, and got very lost. And when I was 30 years of age, I found myself truly open and ready for God to take over my life and my will. And shortly after that, the music that had been sitting inside of me, suppressed, dead to my awareness, I had stopped singing and hearing music for years. That was how disconnected I had become. And when I started this journey, what began to appear to me was the music, the Lord God, sitting in my heart, saying to me, let me out. Let me out. I come to you as song. You must sing. And so I met this beautiful man, and we stepped out together in music ministry. And for 3 years, we started traveling all over the country. And we were signed by the largest concert agent in the world, Columbia Artists in New York, to begin a nationwide tour, and he died suddenly. And so the journey really began. I had heard of Baba in 1983, the year before this happened. And when we lived in Mendocino, which is in Northern California, one afternoon, Mendocino was a very quiet little village. And in the middle of the afternoon, one day, this documentary came on, The Lost Years of Jesus, which was very interesting to me because I was a mystical student, and here was some definite scientific proof that Jesus, in those 18 years that he was supposedly missing in action, wasn't missing at all, but he was coming into this Christed presence fully through his work that he did in India, the teachers, the masters, the yogis. And so it showed in this documentary, halfway through, it said something like this. I'm sitting on my chair, and I'm very enthralled by this history that was being proven. And now there is one. It was kind of like, now there is one in South Central India. One who is doing the works of Jesus. His name is Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. And here comes a video of Sai Baba, big hair in those days, under a tree, devotees all around. And if I didn't fall off my chair, I fell off my chair. Because for me, being a truth student, this was beyond my wildest imaginings. There's a Christ presence here, now, doing what was being done, and maybe even more so, in my heart. It was, oh my God. Oh, well, what I heard in me was, I would crawl all the way to the river. I would crawl all the way to the sea just to watch him walk on the water and lay his loving hands on me. It was a gospel song that my husband and I sang, and it was like, I'm gonna walk all the way across that river to get to the River Jordan in order to see this soul. So the seed went in. Swami's love. I mean, I've got chills right this minute talking to you. This incredible energy went into my heart that was going to start nurturing me and taking me through quite a mountain climb that was going to come the following year, which was the sudden death of Dave. And so I want to tell you this little story, and then I want to go to the song, Blessed is the Man. Blessed is the Man. So, I ended up in a little room for 3.5 years. When Dave passed, I didn't write any music. I was a harmonizer. I had soul music, harmony, doing little things, percussion things, but I never wrote a song. I didn't even know the chords. I didn't know how anything goes. I just heard it and I felt it. I felt the Lord's presence in my heart as beauty and comfort and inspiration and joy and depth, and it would come through music, poetically. But at that time, it was like I was like this little baby put in a little bassinet in a room for 3.5 years with faith alone as my mother, Father God. The first time I feel that Baba declared his presence to me was like this. I didn't play any instruments, and I absolutely knew, oh my God, I've got to learn to play something because I've got fire in my heart. I've got this joy and this solution and this truth that was growing in my heart, and it comes out through music. And so I picked up one of Dave's ukuleles. He was from Hawaii and was one of the finest ukulele players in his day. He was on the Arthur Godfrey show thing and was just a phenomenal musician. And he wasn't a Hawaiian man. He was a very he was a blonde man with white skin and could sound like a Hawaiian. And as he said, I have Hawaiian blood in my heart. So he had 8 ukuleles, and he designed one and had the major ukulele player in Honolulu make up this ukulele. So it had all of his energy in it. So that was the one I picked up. It was a baritone uke. And a ukulele sounds very different than a guitar. It has only 4 strings, and it's nylon. But this ukulele sounded very different than a normal uke. So anyway, I started plunkety-plunk, singing my little God songs that were starting to come through. And so I'm living by the seed of faith, one day at a time, living in prayer and meditation and gratitude and service. And I want to say about why was I living in those dimensions? Because at 30 years of age, I found myself in Alcoholics Anonymous. I was so sick, addicted to alcohol and drugs. And my mind was full of the world and full of self-doubt and self-centeredness and selfishness. Totally lost. And when I was led to AA and I had a major spiritual awakening, my whole inner world began to quickly open up. And all I could feel was, thank you, I've been saved. And service is the form of gratitude for having been rescued because I was drowning in the world. And so when I met Dave in AA, what we realized is that the Lord had brought us together for this music to go out and to help to inspire and lift others who were also stuck in the mud. So one day in my room, my little room, it was in the evening, plunkety plunk plunk on the ukulele, such despair, such doubt. What am I doing? I started praying out loud to the Lord, show me what to do. I'll do anything. If you want me to be a CEO, I'll be a CEO. If you want me to clean toilets, I'll clean toilets. If you want me to do everything in between, it doesn't matter to me. All I want is thy will be done in me. And all of a sudden, I hear a voice. And it's amused. It's like an amused voice. And immediately, the tears that were rolling down my face and the anguish stopped. And I'm like, and the voice says, quote unquote, oh, I forgot to tell you this. I had had 30 different job categories before I was 30 years of age. So I could do many things and do them well, but they weren't for me. And so this voice says, you know how to get a job. What you don't know how to do is trust in me. And so here I am with this love and so much gratitude in my heart that wanted to express through this means, which was glorifying God. So I sat there and absolute, I was as white as this paper because it was real. And it wasn't my mind. It was a voice. And then I said, then you have to do it. Show me, lead me, guide me, because I of myself am nothing. And that's when it began. The power began to come in to teach me and to show me the ways of his music on every level. So I want us to sing this song together. It is one of my favorite parts of the journey at our center. When our room sings this song, it's like the light becomes so bright in the room, literally at times, the lights in the room start blinking, blinking, blinking. They go down, they go really high because of the acknowledgement of the presence. And in our trust in him, all is very, very well. And it is his will that we trust in him. So, let us do this song. No, I'm okay. Can you hear the guitar?